నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
Canto 1, Chapter 8, Prayers by Queen Kunti, Text 19. Translation of Prabhupada, His Divine Guru, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami. Beyond the range of limited sense perception, you are the eternally irreproachable factor covered by the curtain of deluding energy. You are invisible to the foolish observer exactly as an actor dressed as a player is not recognized. Shri Chaitanya Manavistam Shapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakara Mahidati Swapadantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunichananda Shri Adoita Garadha Shri Vasudhi Gaurava Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Omagyanati Mirandasya. Well, we do need the mercy of the superior to understand. Because the Lord is beyond the range of sense perception. So how will we go to that platform without some help? Because we only have our senses to acquire knowledge, so then how can we possibly know about the Lord in this by this method, of scientific method of acquiring knowledge? It's not possible. Therefore, we need help from those who are beyond the range of material perception, like Srila Prabhupada. So, but the difficulty is, even if Prabhupada is instructs us nicely, still we may not be inclined to follow that instruction. This is the first difficulty, because of false ego, because of obstinacy or stubbornness. We've already made up our mind to do something, like Prabhupada wanted me to go to stay in Mayapur, but I had already made up my mind to go to Korea to preach. So Prabhupada had to get heavy with me in order to get me to change my mind. Even he was standing right in front of me and telling me that he wanted me to stay, but I was giving so many reasons why I didn't want to. So this is one of the, you can say, problems we have. Getting knowledge from the spiritual side is that we're not inclined to hear it, even if it's presented. Second point is that we may not be fortunate enough to get the knowledge from the spiritual side. Just like he's, Madhva was mentioning here, the less intelligent men and women, first they have to have some preliminary training. They have to come to the temple, bow down, so on, in order to accept that there's something superior to them. But to speak of following the instructions of the superior, for most people don't even think there's anyone superior to them. They think that they're perfectly well situated. With their own intelligence, they can understand what is what. This is called mayaya paritagyana. Those whose knowledge has been stolen by illusion, they think like that, that they're competent to understand what is what, but actually it's not a fact. They're deluded by the external energy, and in that deluded condition, they don't know what's good for them and what's bad for them. Therefore, Prabhupada is recommending here that for the general mass of people, that the temples and churches and mosques are good, because at least the people there will have to accept, yeah, there's something superior to me. Then, we say, if they're very sincere in that surrender, then Krishna may send them his representative, external manifestation, so that they can be further trained till they come to the point where they're able to render devotional service, meditate on that service. isn't that what Robert is saying here? The advanced devotees to meditate upon him by active service. So the ordinary people, they can't imagine what active service is. They only know service to their body, service to their extended body, their wife and their children. They have no idea of active service dedicated to the Lord. and therefore, they need to be trained up. So this is the Hare Krishna movement is competent to train people. We have the literature, and we have the qualified teachers. Prabhupada would always stress on this point that this is an educational institution. We should be just like that boy yesterday wanted to know about Parikriya Rasa. But first he has to study Nectar Devotion. And so he'll understand. He has some background. Otherwise he's up there, way out there, trying to understand what's going on with Radha and Krishna, but he has no background information. He'll just fall down from that speculative process. He's speculating, what's this like and what's that like, and which is higher and which is lower. But first he has to come to the point of understanding that he's not this body. I mean, and so the education is required, training. This is what Prabhupada wanted our temples to be, places for training. People can make spiritual advancement. They can engage in, as Prabhupada is saying, in active service, meditating on the Lord. So, active service. This is what we should be doing. We have this active nature. Prabhupada is not recommending that we sit down and meditate on the on the pastimes of the Lord. They're going on. The pastimes of the Lord are going on, but because our nature is active, we should take up some active service. So what is that active service? Prabhupada was saying that I can engage everybody. You just bring them to me and I'll engage them. There's so many ways we can be engaged in active service, pushing on this movement, distributing literature, having nice farm communities. Some way we have to find some active service which is meaningful, something substantial for Srila Prabhupada's pleasure. Okay?